Hi, this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here at the AOC 2019 Annual Conference. I think this must be my 15th Association of Colleges Annual Conference. So join me as I chat with the main speakers from the stage, some interesting people from the breakouts, and some interesting people in the audience around the latest news and views from AOC 2019. So this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here with David Hughes at the 2019 Annual Conference for the AOC. David, can we talk about T-levels and particularly the industry placements?
Yeah, the industry placements. I hear a lot about this. I think the concept of an industry placement feels like exactly the right thing. You know, giving young people a really good, thorough experience of a sector. You know, that means they can make choices about whether that's the sector they do want to work in, but actually also whether they don't want to work in that sector, which, let's face it, that will happen, won't it? So I think the industry placement, you know, 45 days, that kind of really good idea. People are saying it's going to be difficult to implement. Of course it is, because there's a big burden on the employer to provide a really good experience. There are all sorts of issues around safeguarding and so on and so forth. So they're not easy. When I go around the country talking to our members, I think it varies sector by sector rather than by anything else. So there are some sectors where people are saying it's going to be relatively straightforward. Not easy, but straightforward. So childcare, where there's a history of long placements, you know, agriculture, interestingly, where people are saying, actually, as long as we can do it over the summer, you know, because winter placements in agriculture don't really work. You know, so there are some sectors where I think it's relatively easy. There are some where it feels very, very difficult, virtually impossible, you know. Trying to get a 16-year-old on a building site, that's not going to happen, you know. So there needs to be a different approach. Others, you know, digital's classic, where lots and lots of very small companies or even one-person companies where, you know, can we really get the placements in some of the coding and new sort of digital stuff? But on the other hand, digital, when it's the, you know, the IT department of a sort of a business, that might be easier. So there's no single answer on this, you know. What I think, underlying it all, two things for me. One is we absolutely need employers to step up to the plate and say, if we really do want a skilled workforce, we as employers need to do something better to offer young people a chance, you know, and the placement for T-levels is part of that, not the only thing. So that whole campaign with employers is really critical, and we've got a lot of support from CBI and Federation of Small Businesses and so on. And then the other side, and I'm really pleased, is we're working closely with the department to think about the sorts of flexibilities that are allowed, because they started off with a very rigid, you know, kind of approach. They've already started kind of flexing that a bit and recognising that it's not straightforward. And I'm really pleased with some of the flexibilities they've put in. I think they'll need to do more. You know, I think over the next year, 12, 18 months, as the first T-level students come in next September, I think what we'll see is some new difficulties where we'll be going back to the department and saying, actually, this isn't people trying to flout the kind of the rule. This is people just saying we need the flexibility to make it work. So the intent is to give work experience. Now, if we need some flexibilities on how that happens, it's fine as long as the intent is honest and the integrity of the intent is there. So, you know, different experiences, different sectors, lots of learning going on, you know, but really asking the employers to step up, I think, is important.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.